And secondly, also a second reason here given by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, is that he explains that when a person worships other than Allah, his disbelief is greater than when he seeks aid from other than Allah. Okay? And he explains this as a principle based upon the fact that Allah has mentioned ibadah before he has mentioned isti'ana. And the reason for this is, he gives some examples. He says that there are some instances in which some people may have some slight deviation in the issue of al-isti'ana, or in the issue of rububiyyah, Allah's rububiyyah. Like for example, the man who from Bani Israel, who said to his offspring that when I die, burn me and take my ashes and scatter them everywhere so that I'm not raised up, because you know I fear the punishment, or I fear, you know, I fear from Allah. This is an example where a man, he had doubt in Allah's rububiyyah, in doubt in Allah's power to resurrect him. However, this doubt didn't expel him from, you know, it didn't expel him, Allah forgave him. But it proves here that sometimes to err in Allah's rububiyyah is less severe than to err in Allah's uluhiyyah. I mean, to worship other than Allah is more severe than to sometimes err, like some people might do because of ignorance or whatever, in Allah's rububiyyah. This is the general principle here. And because of that, this is one of the angles from which we see that the mentioning of ibadah first, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, comes before إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And then the Shaykh brings, he gives a second example, in fact, from Isa alayhi salam, the disciples of Isa, the companions of Jesus, peace be upon him. And they said, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. They said to Jesus, peace be upon him, is your Lord able to send a table to us from the sky? I mean, a table with food and whatever else. Right? Here, they had a doubt. But this doubt wasn't, you know, like, it was just an instance of doubt in some specific matter to do with Allah's rububiyyah. But this is less severe than if a person was to worship something besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh goes on to bring verses in the Quran which establish that Allah will not forgive shirk, but He forgives whatever is less than that to whomever He wills. It mentions a number of verses in that regard. So it shows here, the point of the discussion here is that to worship other than Allah is greater disbelief than to seek aid from other than Allah. And that this is a correct meaning, and it's something that we understand based upon the fact that Allah has mentioned ibadah first and isti'ana second, because the first relates to His uluhiyyah, His right to be worshipped alone, and the second relates to His rububiyyah. And so after this also there's a hadith that we use as a proof, which is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he gave to Ibn Abbas, إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله, that when you seek aid, then seek it only from Allah. So here it's clear, Allah ordered the companion to seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he intends and seeks to seek aid, then let him seek it only from Allah. So clearly it's a command. Allah only commands that which is that He loves and is pleased with, and so therefore isti'ana is from worship. And a third matter that the Shaykh mentions very quickly here is that even this word al-isti'ana, we see in Arabic, whenever we have verbs which are preceded by these three letters, the alif, seen ta, in this case isti'ana, we see there are many verbs in the Arabic language which are preceded by these three letters. And whenever we see this, then in many cases what this means is that you are seeking that particular action. So for example, to give an example, he gives some numerous examples. Al-isti'ana, which means to seek aid. Al-istighatha, which means to seek ghawth, which means to seek rescue. Al-istisqa, which means to seek rain, to seek something to drink. So this is an example of a type of verb which carries a certain meaning. It means to seek what that verb means. So al-awn is aid. Al-isti'ana means to seek aid. So from this, what the Shaykh is explaining is that this clearly is, you are making a request. isti'ana is such that you are making a request. And this is the same with the other acts of worship. Isti'ana, al-isti'adha, seeking refuge, al-istighatha, seeking rescue. In all of these examples, all of these acts of worship, you are seeking something. Are you making talb? And so this means that this requesting itself is something which is worship. Right? It comes under dua. You are making dua, you are requesting something. It is a form of worship. And therefore it comes under the general command of Allah, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, that your Lord has said, call upon me, invoke me, I will respond to you. And this is an evidence for all of these types of worship that begin with the istighatha, isti'adha, isti'ana, right? Because they all involve making a talab, a request. So, seeking aid from Allah, al-isti'ana, which we're discussing now, and al-isti'adha, seeking refuge in Allah, and al-istighatha, seeking rescue from Allah, all of these are of this type of, have this particular aspect to them. So this is al-isti'ana. Inshallah, what we'll do is we'll close the lesson there today, because we have